初的教会。
And this is the very beginning, the early church after Jesus had resurrected.
也可以说是教会的雏形。
This is the very beginning of the church.
多少人呢？
How many people?
大概十几个人。
More than 10 people or so.
我们数一数这些人的名字，再加上几个妇女，合起来大概是十几个人。
About more than 10 people when you add these names together and the women.
十几个人的一个初期的教会，它要在很短的时间要得到很大的发展。
A very small church, a very small beginning, but with a great development.
我们再看下边十，从十五节看。
And then in verse 15.
那时有许多人聚会，约有一百二十名。
And at this time, there were about 120 people are gathering together.
好，我们就注意这个数字。
Let's look at this number again.
很快从十几个人一下发展到一百二十人。
Very quickly, from more than 10 people or so to 120 so people.
没有几天的时间。
Not just a few days time.
他们从十几个人一下发展到一百二十个人。他们所做的工作是什么呢？
From 10 or so people to 120 people, what was their work?
这里没有说他们怎么样去布道。
They didn't say about how they went forth with evangelistic meetings.
怎么样去努力宣传。
How they went out to distribute and to talk about this.
因为大家知道还圣灵还没有降临。
Because the Holy Spirit had not come upon them as yet.
很多的弟兄姊妹使徒们他们心里还存在着一些疑虑一些胆怯。
Because some of the brothers and sisters were fearful in their hearts and they were kind of uncertain.
还没有圣灵的能力来降临在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit had not fallen upon them with great power.
他们所做的唯一的工作就是恒切的祷告。
And what they could do was to continually devote themselves to prayer.
同心合意的恒切祷告。
With one heart and mind to have a continual prayer.
那些软弱的冷淡的一些弟兄姊妹就聚集到一起。
And so these are the weak brothers and sisters, and yet they all gather together.
从十几个人就增加到一百二十人。
From 10 or so people to 120 people.
然后他们继续的祷告，等候在那里。
And so they kept praying and kept waiting.
终于来到《使徒行传》的第二章。
And then in chapter 2, finally.
第二章第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And when the day of Pentecost had come in chapter 2, they were all gathered together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them tongues as of fire,distributing themselves, and they rested on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
他们的祷告等候，圣灵就降临在他们身上。
As they prayed and they waited, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
神的应许就落实在他们身上。
God's promise came upon them.
圣灵充满他们，他们就大有能力。
The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were have imbued with great power.
一转过去软弱失败的情况。一下进到刚强壮胆。
From a weak, defeated aspect, they became strong and powerful.
而且说起别国的话来。
They began to speak the languages of other nations.
这些打鱼的渔夫们竟然说起外国话。
These fishermen, they began to speak other countries' languages.
多么令人炫目。
And this is really a great something to be admired.
我现在只能用一种语言国语来传达信息。
I can only speak in Mandarin at this moment to speak this message.
广东话我不会。
I can't speak Cantonese.
英语也不行。
English I can't.
我多么羡慕用多种语言来表达我里面的感动。
I really admire the ability to be able to speak in many languages to express the gospel.
但是那个时候，一些打鱼的渔夫们竟然能够用外国的话语来传扬神的信息。
And yet these fishermen, they were able to express the gospel, God's message in different languages.
实在是令人炫目。
This is something really to be admired.
我们看见教会很快地往前发展。
And we see that the church began to develop very, very quickly.
圣灵充满他们以后，彼得就站起来向众人讲道。
And when the Spirit came upon them, Peter got up and he spoke to them.
我们再看一个数字。
Let's look at another number.
然后第二章第四十一节。
In chapter 2, verse
41. 于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人。
And so then those who had received the word were baptized in verse 41, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
从十几个人到120个人一下就到了3000人。
10 or so people to 120 to 3,000 people.
教会大大的兴旺。
And the church was indeed greatly revived.
我们这个礼拜堂坐不下了。
And this the church building could not hold them.
刚才我听苏丁说大概坐满了是400多人。
And Brother Shipei told me that if this whole building was seated full to capacity, it would be 400 people or so.
三千人的一个聚会，这个教会是多么大的兴旺！
Three thousand people, church indeed is such a great revival.
我们再看彼得的第二次讲道。
Let's look at Peter's second preaching.
第二次讲道的结果，第四章。
In chapter four,
第四章第四节。
Chapter four, verse four.
彼得使徒他们稍微经过了一点苦难。
The apostles had been now taking some punishment and suffering.
被官府拿去了。
And they were captured by the officials.
可是这一点苦难给教会的影响却是更加火上加油。
But this suffering indeed was oil added to a fire for the church.
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
但听道之人有许多信的男丁数目约到5000。
And there were many of those who had heard the word, the message believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000.
又增加了5000。
And now another 5,000.
十几个人120人3000人5000人这是非常快的发展。
From 10 or so to 120 to 3,000 to 5,000.
这里说的是男丁数目约有5000。
This is the men were about 5,000.
在圣经里的很多地方常常是光记男丁不记女丁。
In the Bible, a lot of times it just records how many men, doesn't record how many women.
我不相信是光有男人得救归主了，没有姊妹。
I don't believe that only the men were saved and not the women.
常常是按照当时的习惯不记女人。
This is according to the tradition of the time, the women were not counted.
很可能妇女的数目比男丁还要多的。
It could be that there were even more women saved than men.
你看在我们现在中做的大概统计一下，姊妹多于弟兄。
I think that if we counted today's attendance, there will be somewhat more sisters than brothers.
我们到处可以看见各个教会里都是姊妹多于弟兄。
And many churches would also have this same count.
因此常常发生一些问题。
And oftentimes there would be a problem.
年轻的姊妹和年轻弟兄数目不相等。
A lot of times there may be a discrepancy between the numbers of girls and boys.
所以就很多神的仆人，比如我们的游牧师，我们的 Peter 弟兄就需要去辅导。
And so maybe a lot of times our brother Wally and Peter, they have their opportunities in counseling about this regard.
所以我说这个男丁数目约有5000，就说明整个男女的数目恐怕超过10000。
And so it is highly likely that there were 10,000 brothers and sisters on that day.
多长的时间之内，花了多少年的功夫，才从十几个人发展到10000人以上的教会呢？
How much time did it take to go from 10 or so people to a 10,000 people church?
我们现在想的话，大概得花多少年的时间能够有这个发展？
In today's terms, we will think of how many years to develop to that extent.
但是我们要查考圣经的话，知道很快，没有几天的时间。
But if we look at the Bible, we know that it's only in the space of a few days.
你看主耶稣钉十字架的时候，那是月节。
We see that when Jesus was crucified, it was in the Passover.
从逾越节到五旬节圣灵降临，这中间是50天。
From the Passover to the Pentecost is 50 days.
这50天之内，主耶稣埋葬了3天以后复活。
In these 50 days, the Lord Jesus was resurrected on the third day.
从主耶稣复活以后，又是40天向门徒显现。
And then the Lord Jesus was appearing to the disciples for another 40 days after he was resurrected.
40天显现以后，主耶稣升天。
And then after the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples, then he was lifted up to heaven.
使徒们在马可楼上十几个人在那里祷告。
And the apostles were praying in the upper room.
所以你要算一下这50天去掉40几天，剩下还有几天，没有几天了。
So 50 days minus 40 some days, there aren't many days left.
没有几天，不到10天的时间，圣灵降临在他们身上。
Within the 10 days, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples.
彼得的两次讲道就10000多人归主。
And Peter's two preachings, there were 10,000 people accepted the Lord.
非常惊人。
Really very amazing.
十几天的时间，教会从十几个人一下发展到10000多人。
In 10 or so days, the church developed from 10 or so people to 10,000 people.
这个数量的发展使我们惊人，感到惊奇。
The multiplication of the numbers gives us an amazement.
但是一个教会的发展，一个教会真正的光景，不光表现在数量的发展上。
But the condition of a church is not in the numbers alone.
如果光追求数量的发展，那就可以用许多其他的方法来引人在这里坐下。
If we just talk about numbers, maybe there are many other ways in which we could attract people to come and sit in church.
如果在生命里面没有质的提高，那个数量的发展往往是带来很多祸害。
If the quality does not improve, then a lot of times actually increasing the numbers alone gives more trouble.
所以我们教会不是光注意数量的发展，更注意生命里面的建造。
And so a church should not just emphasize the increase in numbers, but they should emphasize the improvement in the quality of spiritual quality.
我们也不会因为我们的数量少，人数稀少，我们就感到灰心。
And then we should not be discouraged if the numbers are small.
不管人数多少，我们在主面前的光景非常重要。
And no matter what the numbers are, the most important thing is our spiritual condition before the Lord.
那么这个时期初期教会这一万多人的一个发展，这个教会它的质量怎么样呢？
And let us look again at this church, the 10,000 people church, and what was their spiritual quality?
我从几点可以看出他们的质量也是相当高。
We can see from several points that their spiritual quality was quite high.
第一，我们看见彼得的讲道叫听的人感到扎心。
We can see that when Peter preached, the people were gripped in their hearts.
说明使徒，说明讲台，神的仆人大有圣灵的能力。
And so we can see that from the pulpit was filled with the Spirit's power.
他的话语除了使人感到扎心，
And so when he preached, the people were gripped in their hearts.
不是浮皮蹭痒不解决问题的。
That is just a very superficial treatment.
神的仆人的讲道使下边感到扎心，这就是一个教会质量的一个表现之一。
If the people are listening to the preacher can be touched and gripped in their hearts, then it reflects the Spirit's power.
彼得的讲道为什么使人感到扎心呢？
Why is it that the people were gripped in their hearts?
我想它有几个特点。
There were special characteristics, I believe.
第一，彼得讲道，你看这两天讲道的中心内容就是高举十字架。
In the preaching of Peter, we see that he raises and elevates the situation of the cross.
他讲道的中心内容就是基督定他定十字架。
His major point was Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
十字架的救恩就包括了钉死、埋葬、复活。
The message of the cross includes his crucifixion on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection.
一个完整的十字架的救恩。
This is a complete salvation plan of the cross.
这是我们一切事工的中心。
This is all our activity, all our work, the central point of all of this.
他不但有这一个中心，
and not only did he have this center point,
而且他的特点就是有针对性。
And he also points out and attacks.
不是死的教条。
He pinpoints the problem and not just using dead spiritual rules.
不是单讲教义道理。
And not only does he not just in talking about doctrine and theology.
往往很纯正的道理教义不能使人感到扎心。
A lot of times just talking about doctrine and theology, although very precise, may not grip the hearts of people.
为什么人感到扎心呢？
Why is it that people's hearts might be touched?
就是他的话语有针对性，一下刺透人的心。
And that is the message is pinpointing directly at one's heart.
我看到彼得的那些两篇讲道里面有很多很多你们如何如何。
In Peter's preaching we see that the preaching is often you and you.
你们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
He pointed out that you have crucified the Lord Jesus.
神却叫他复活起来。
But God enabled him to be resurrected.
你们应当悔改。
You should repent.
你们应该使你们的罪得以涂抹，
so that your sins might be wiped away.
那个安舒的日子就会从神那里来到，
and so that the times of refreshing might come from the Lord.
他又用了那么些你们，
many times you.
而且指出这些人的一些光景，
and particularly pointing out the condition of all these people.
有针对性，
particularly pinpointing the problems.
就是了解下面的情况，
to understand the problems thereafter.
我想这是做牧者一个非常重要的一点。
I think that this is a very important task of the minister pastor.
我想到主耶稣基督的讲道也是有这个最大的特点，有针对性。
And when the Lord Jesus spoke and he preached, he also pinpointed the problems.
根据当时一些人们的情形，
according to the condition of the people.
说出他们的具体问题，
to point out their real problems.
解决他们的具体问题
to solve their basic problems.
而解决这些具体问题是用神的道
and using this, God's word in order to solve the basic issues.
所以他的那个中心和他那个针对性结合起来就会使人感到扎心
and so the central points and the pinpointing of these problems really will touch and grip one's heart.
所以听主耶稣讲道的人 都感觉到这个人讲道讲话有权柄
And so when they heard Jesus speak, they say, this person has authority.
不像他们的文士讲的道，而他是有权柄。
Not just speaking like one of their scribes, but he has the authority.
这个权柄就是来自于一个中心，正确的中心和有针对性。
Now, this authority is based on the fact that it is a central issue and it pinpoints the problem.
这是第一个特点。
And this is the first major characteristic
他们教会发展的质量方面
in the improvement of the spiritual quality of that church
大家听了以后感到扎心
the people were touched and gripped in their hearts
第二个特点质量方面提高的特点
and the second point of improving the spiritual quality
就是在这一些教会里面的成员他们有完全的奉献
In the people there, they had full and complete offering.
爱心的流露。
They had love and it's flowing out.
他们感到扎心是里面的光景。
They were touched deeply within their hearts.
诚意中必然行于外。
And because you have touching in your heart, it will flow out into your actions.
他们表现在外面的就是完全的奉献。
And so in the external result would be the outflow of all of this.
信的人都在一处，凡物共用，并且卖了田产。
The, all those who believe they had one heart, one mind and therefore they sold their things and they had a common property
他们接受主耶稣基督做他个人的救主
they had accepted the Lord Jesus as a personal savior
不但做他人心里面的主
not only was he their own personal savior
而且让主耶稣基督做他家产田业的主
also he became the owner and lord of their own property
把他整个的人和他的全家产业田地都奉献在主的面前
they gave of themselves totally and their property to the Lord
并且他们有爱心的流露
and they had the outflow of love
照个人所需用的来分给个人
according to the needs among them they distributed the needs to each other
我们可以想象那种美丽的光景
how wonderful how beautiful that is
没有人在说我家里这些东西是我个人的
they did not say that these are our own things
我私人的所有都是教会的
All that is mine is the churches
都是弟兄姊妹的
This is all the brothers and sisters
拿出来来分给弟兄姊妹
And to give it to the brothers and sisters
这是一个完全的奉献和爱心的流露
This is a total offering and it is a outflow of love
这是说明他们这个数量的发展里面也包含着质量的提高
And so in this we see also that the spiritual aspect and the material aspects were together
第三点质量方面他们同心合意的肢体生活
And then the third aspect was they had a life of living together
成为教会的见证
They became the witness of the church
弟兄姊妹我们的教会的生活不是就在讲台上
Brothers and sisters, the church, the life of a church is not just in its pulpit.
不是光是礼拜天大家来坐这里听讲台上一篇信息。
Not just coming before coming before the church on every Sunday to hear the message.
如果我们的教会的生活就是讲台上一篇信息，然后大家听了就走，就现象太不够了。
If this is the only aspect of our church life, then it is totally insufficient.
教会的生活就是弟兄姊妹肢体之间。彼此的相爱彼此的供应
The life of a church is the love of brothers and sisters and the supply and of need throughout the church
这种肢体生活要深入到每一个人的个人的生活里去
This kind of life should go into the life of every brother and sister
我想我这种想法这种说法很可能和美国的生活方式有点冲突
This kind of teaching would be quite different from that of the American lifestyle
我自己从神那里这样领受我就这样说
This is how I understand it, and this is how I would say it.
世界上社会的各个不同的社会制度，人和人之间的关系都有不同的。
In many different societies and organizational aspects of the relationship between people are quite different.
那是世人的风俗习惯。
These are the traditions and the societies of people.
神的家里面，神的儿女之间应该超越社会上的一些风俗习惯。
In God's family, it should supersede all the relations in society.
社会上没有一个集团，没有一个政权，他要求他的成员们要有肢体之间的关系，没有。
There's no society or organization that demands that there should be this connection between all its members.
没有一个权势，他说，我就是你们大家的头，你们是我身上的肢体，没有这个说法。
And there's no concept of the body, that is to say that I am your head, authority, and all these are part of the aspects of this body.
那也是不可能的。
And it is not possible.
只有在教会里。
And only in the church is this possible.
彼此之间是肢体的关系。
And we are members, we are limbs, we are parts of this body.
教会是永生神的家。
The church is the eternal God, His family.
彼此之间是弟兄和姊妹之间的关系。
And we are the brothers and sisters and the connections.
那么这个肢体之间的关系就应该深入到我们每一个人的生活里去。
And this relationship between different members of the body will impact on our lives.
在各个层面里面，我们肢体之间都应该有爱的彼此的交通。
And so we have the expression of love to one another.
这是教会的见证。
And so this is the testimony of the church.
让世人看见这些人在一起和我们之间的关系完全不同。
And so when the people see it, they say, "Oh, this is totally different from what we understand."
他们真是痛痒相关。
They really love one another and are concerned about one another.
休戚与共。
And whatever they have, they really are concerned and share.
真是有难同当，有福同享。
If there is a suffering and hardship, then we will suffer and have the hardships together.
一个完全的奉献，同心合意，彼此相爱、相顾、相亲的。这样的教会生活才是一个见证。
And this is really a testimony when a church can have this mutual caring and concern for one another.
这不是一个礼拜天的一讲坛一篇信息就能够代表的。
And this cannot be represented simply by a sermon on a Sunday.
这样的一个教会才能够主法得救的人数天天加给他们。
This is the only way in which a church would be growing day by day as the Lord adds to them.
教会要用神的爱和流露在肢体之间的爱。来吸引人来归向主。
The church has to express God's love and God's love overflowing within this congregation to show the people.
这教会数量的增长是应该是正常的教会生活的一个必然的结果。
And so this is a very natural consequence of this, and there will be spiritual growth.
这是第三点，质量方面。
And so that's the third aspect.
他们同心合意的肢体生活。
That they were in one heart and mind going living a life of the members of a body.
第四个质量方面的表现。
And the fourth aspect of spiritual growth.
就是初期教会他们忍受苦难的见证。
That the testimony of suffering that they had.
这个教会忍受苦难，经历苦难，这是这个教会在质量方面的一个非常重要的证明。
And this was a very important aspect of their spiritual development.
每一个人也是如此。
Everyone was the same.
一个弟兄姊妹在苦难当中的态度，就是表明他在主面前的光景。
A person's attitude at suffering reflects his spiritual condition before God.
因为平时平安稳妥的时候，大家都可以装假。
In time of peace and quiet, then everyone can have an external appearance of being in a good situation.
都可以表现得很热心。
They can also manifest their enthusiasm.
很属灵。
They look very spiritual.
因为没有什么苦难临到。
Because there are no sufferings, no hardships.
但是在难处、在逼迫、苦难当中来到的时候，这个人真正的情况才能表露出来。
But with persecution, with suffering, their real condition will be manifest.
实实在在的情况就露出来了。
The true condition is now obvious.
所以我说，在中国大陆的教会三十多年的苦难，就把教会就分成两条路。
And so, in the 30 or so years of the suffering of the church in China, then it was obvious that the two paths became evident in the church.
一个人里面的光景，就是在这种难处当中。才能考验出来。
In hardship and suffering, then the true condition of one's heart becomes obvious.
让我再举那个例子。
Let me just give an example.
主耶稣手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的肠。主耶稣手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的肠。马太福音三章那里，簸箕。
40 是吧？
40
啊。Oh, I'm sorry. It's in
马太三马太三，我们看一下，我们看一下马太福音第三章第十一节。马太福音第三章第十一节。第十二节。
哦，对。
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的仓，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
In Matthew 3:12, it talks about the Lord has his winnowing fork in his hands, and he will clear that threshing floor by gathering the wheat into the barn, by throwing the chaff into the fire.
这个簸箕扬长的时候是借助风的力量。
And when one uses the winnowing fork, one has to use the power of the wind.
把麦子留下了。
In order to retain the grain,
把糠皮吹掉了。
To blow away the chaff.
风就起这样一个作用。
And so this is the power of the wind.
在教会的生活里面也是这样。
And so the spiritual life of a church is the same.
每一个基督徒都放在这个簸箕里面来簸扬。
And so in the same way, all Christians are placed before the winnowing fork.
风浪来了，就是苦难逼迫来了。
And the wind comes, the suffering and the persecution comes.
不一定都像是中国大陆或者共产社会里面那种逼迫，那种苦难。
And not necessarily the same kind of suffering and persecution as evidenced in China.
在我们这里头，你是不是也感觉到一种风来吹你？
Even here, do you feel the power of this wind blowing at you?
也会有一些苦难。
You will also have difficulties.
使你感觉到不愉快。
So that you will not be happy.
你要遵守主的道，严格的、绝对的来向着主，就会有一些难处临到。
If you really are serious about your commitment to the Lord and following after the Lord, there will be difficulties coming at you.
也可能会世界的一些引诱、吸引那种香风毒雾来催你。
There are many temptations in this world that will come at you like all these powerful winds.
也起一个风的作用。
This will be the same effect as the wind.
那么我们都在这个簸箕里面来扬。
And so we will be winnowed.
结果呢，成熟的籽粒麦子就留下了。
The mature grain will fall to the ground,
收在神的仓里。
And will be gathered into the barns of the Lord.
糠皮就被吹掉了。
But the chaff will all be blown away.
这就是这一些风浪就在教会里起分化作用。
And so the currents that will come at you will have this effect.
把基督徒就走向两条道路。
And so there will be two paths that Christians will follow.
麦子和糠皮的区别在哪里呢？
And what's the difference between the wheat and the chaff?
麦子是有生命。
The wheat has life.
这么放到地下，它就长起来。
If you put it into the ground, it will grow.
因为它有生命。
Because it has life.
糠皮种在地下，再给它肥料，再给它水，有太阳晒，它也长不出植物来，对不对？
If the chaff is buried in the ground, no matter what fertilizer or sunshine or whatever, it will not grow.
因为糠皮没有生命。
Because the chaff does not have any life.
是外皮的东西。
It is an external, just a skin.
还有一个区别。
And there's another difference.
麦子的分量重。
And that is to say, the grain is heavy.
有分量。
It has a depth and maturity and sufficiency in itself.
不但有生命，而且这个生命有分量，就是生命更丰盛。
And so this life will be sufficient and mature and abundant.
风浪怎么吹？
No matter what kind of currents blow at it.
它是被留下。
It will still remain.
糠皮又没有风，又没有生命，又轻浮，没有分量。
And the chaff will be light, it does not have any quantity, and it will fly away.
平安稳妥的时候都混在一起。
And during times of peace and quiet, they will be mixed together.
有一点苦难，有一点引诱，有一点打击，这些没有生命，没有分量的就吹出去了。
In times of persecution, in times of temptation, when the winds blow, all these will be blown away.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要做那个没有生命又没有分量的基督教徒。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should not be Christians that are those that are just light and have no real depth.
如果停留在那样一个地步的话，一定会被风吹掉。
If we only stop at that level, we will be blown away.
将来有一天你到了最后结束的时候，你会说，主啊，我在教堂里面出来进去很多次，你怎么把我放在地狱里面了？
And maybe you say, oh, I've gone to church all my life, and at the end of your life, it says, how come the Lord you placed me in hell?
我甚至于都受了洗啊，你怎么叫我在这里叫火烧？
How come that even though I have been baptized, I am here perishing in hell?
主耶稣将要怎么回答你呢？
And what does the Lord say?
主耶稣不是说听见说主啊主啊的人就都是 属于主的。
The Lord Jesus said that not all those who call me Lord, Lord will be mine.
耶稣说我从来不认识你。
And the Lord says, I never knew you.
离开我去吧。
And depart from me.
多么可怜。
And this is really sad.
为什么？
Why?
没有生命又轻浮。
No life and it's light.
我们所要追求的就是生命，而且生命让它有分量。
And we are seeking after the life and the life that has depth.
初期的教会在数量方面那样的发展。
And so when we see the new church, it developed in numbers.
它的质量也是相当的高。
And in quality was very high too.
因为它经过一些苦难。
Because it had gone through much suffering.
我想今天中国大陆的教会和共产社会的教会，只要他们存在，那个质量就是相当高。
For the church in China or in a communist country to survive, its quality is indeed high.
这种教会在数量、在质量的发展是怎么样得来的呢？
And how did they obtain this increase in number and in quality?
当然，关键问题就是圣灵降临，圣灵充满。
And the major point, of course, is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临的过程当中，以及他们圣灵充满的这个前前后后，人做了什么呢？
And in the coming of the Spirit and in the filling of the Spirit, what did man do?
人所能做的是什么呢？
What did the people do? What could they do?
我们从圣经前前后后看见很清楚，他们人所做的只有祷告。
And we can see very clearly, all they did was pray.
圣灵是无限量的。
The Holy Spirit is very, very powerful.
神也是极愿意、渴望着用圣灵来充满他的教会。
And God wants the Holy Spirit to fill its church.
充满他的仆人。
Fill his servants.
充满所有他的儿女。
To fill all his children.
但是有一个阻拦。
But there is an obstruction.
有一个障碍。
There is an obstacle.
人没有祷告。
Man does not pray.
人没有祷告，圣灵就不能充满这个人。
If we don't pray, then God cannot fill us.
教会没有祷告，圣灵就不能充满这个教会。
If the church doesn't pray, then the Spirit cannot fill that church.
没有圣灵的一个教会，他就不能够想象在数量、质量上有发展。
And without the Spirit working in a church, filling a church, that church cannot increase in number or quality.
我们可以用人的方法手段去发展数量。
And we can use man's ways in order to improve and increase the numbers.
没有圣灵充满的一个教会，如果这样数量的膨胀起来，那是非常大的危险。
And if it doesn't have the Holy Spirit's power in that church, then there would be a great danger in just increasing the numbers.
所以人所能做的就是祷告。代价圣灵的能力。
And so what man can do would be to pray and to have the Holy Spirit come to fill in the church and then would have the power of the Spirit.
所以使徒行传就是使徒行动的一个记录。
And so the Acts of the Apostles is a record of all the actions of the Apostles.
但是在可以看见的这些使徒的行径当中，有两个看不见的路线。
And, but there are two invisible paths that we see that we can note.
一个是圣灵的运行。
And that is one. It is the action of the Spirit.
这是神的工作。
Because this is the work of God.
还有一个看不见的一条线。
And another invisible line is.
就是祷告的线。
And this is the prayer line.
这是人所能做的。
And that's what man can do.
人的祷告来代价。圣灵的工作。
Man's prayer will bring the Holy Spirit.
所以我想使徒行传也可以称为圣灵行传，也可以称为祷告行传。
And so the Acts of the Apostles could be renamed as the Acts of the Spirit or the Acts of prayer.
因为你很清楚看见使徒的所有的行所有的一些活动全都是在祷告里面。
Because we can see that the Apostles and the Acts were all through prayer.
圣灵充满是祷告下来的。
The Holy Spirit and its filling was due to the prayer.
使徒的能力是祷告下来的。
The power of the apostles was through prayer.
神迹奇事也是祷告产生的。
The signs and the miracles were through prayer.
教会离了祷告，这个教会就没有生命力。
If the church doesn't pray, then it does not have the power of life.
所以我们可以把前面做一个小结。
And so let's have a mini conclusion here.
我们可以看见神做事的一般的一个规律。
And so that there is a general principle of how the Lord acts.
我们必须掌握这个规律。
We must grasp a hold of this principle.
神定了一个旨意，有计划。
And so God has this plan.
这是第一。
Number one.
然后神就要实现这个计划，就要在教会里面兴起祷告来。
And in this plan, the Lord will raise up prayer within the church.
让教会的祷告和神同工。
And so this prayer will allow the church to work together with the Lord
好实现神的计划
in order to accomplish God's plan.
然后神就听教会的祷告
and then the Lord will hear the prayer of the church
就赐下圣灵和恩赐来
to allow the Holy Spirit to come upon the church and to have its blessings on the church
再借着教会的祷告和神同工
and so through the prayers of the church in cooperation and working with God
于是就扭转局势成全神的旨意
and so this will be using the opportunities of the time to accomplish the plan of God
我盼望我们把这一个神做事的规律牢牢地掌握
and so if we use this principle of the Lord to guide us
神有一个旨意要通行
God has this plan that he wants
他就感动人在教会里面祷告
he touches the people to pray
然后神就垂听这个祷告
and God will then answer and hear this prayer
因为这个祷告是神的旨意是神要求的
because this is what God wants
垂听祷告以后神就扭转局面成全他的计划
and God will use the opportunities of the time in order to accomplish his plan through this
可见教会与祷告是多么重要
and so prayer within the church is so very important
地上祷告到天上天上的旨意就通行在地下
the prayer is on earth but the power is from heaven from God and will come upon this earth
主耶稣给我们的那个重要的应许就是给教会的权柄
God's promise to us is that there will be power for the church.
在马太福音十八章
In Matthew chapter 18
马太福音十八章十八节
18:18 is calling the shots.
这是给教会的一个权柄
But this is the authority that God has given to the church.
也是一个应许
And it is also a promise given to the church.
教会应该掌握这个权柄
And the church should grasp a hold of this authority
一个有权柄的祷告
to pray a prayer of authority
我们在祷告当中听出神的旨意
and we see clearly the desire of the Lord the will of the Lord
然后就按照神的旨意来吩咐神供应神
and so if we grasp a hold of God's purpose and will then we can indeed demand of the Lord
这不是我们狂妄
this is not our arrogance
这是给教会的权柄
but this isthe privilege, this is authority that God has given to us.
你还记得在以赛亚书四十五章十一节那里有一句话
？In Isaiah chapter 45, there is this expression.
我们看一下。
Yep, we can look at it.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45,
十一节。
And verse 11.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事，你们可以问我。至于我的种子，并我手的工作。你们可以求我命定
He says, Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, his Maker, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of my hands.
我的种子和我手的工作在新约之下不就是教会的事工吗
What is the work of my hands? It is but the church and the New Testament church.
神说我的种子呢就是教会里面的弟兄姊妹和教会里的一切事工一切问题你们可以求我命定
And my sons is the brothers and sisters those of the church who are the ministries of the church so that indeed ask me
求我命定下边那个小字就是原文的原意就是你们可以吩咐我
and in the small print it says ask me means that you can really demand of me
至于教会的事工和弟兄姊妹当中的一切问题你们可以吩咐我
and so in regard to all the problems of the church and all the brothers and sisters and you can ask me
为什么我们可以去吩咐神呢
how can weinstruct our Lord
因为这件事情是神启示我们要我们明白按照他的旨意去做的所以我们去吩咐神神一定得要答应
because this is what God wants and so therefore when we ask of God indeed God will do it
我再举一个例子
let me give another example
我在家里面我的孩子我的女儿大了
and so in my family my daughter she's getting older
我在上班以前我告诉我的女儿我说今天晚上咱们要吃什么什么饭
and so before I leave I say I'd like to instruct her tell her about what we will be eating tonight
要做什么什么他都知道了
so that she will know whatever we need to do
这是我的旨意告诉他了
this is my will and I've talked to her about it
我晚上下班回来以后看他在那里忙
and so when I come home and she is busy
在大陆是拿风响做饭烧炉子没炉子
and so in China we have to use the bellows
可是我一回家以后我女儿就吩咐我了
but when I go home at night then my daughter she instructs me
爸爸你给我拿那个
as father you get this for me
爸爸我缺什么你给我拿来
I need this, get this for me.
我成了他的仆人。
I become her servant.
我能不能说我不给你拿
should I say, I won't get it for you.
我告诉她做稀饭，我却不给她米。
I have asked her to cook the rice, and yet I don't give her the rice.
我如果那样做，我就是一个不公义的父亲。
If I do that, then I would not be a righteous father.
因为我让她做的，她按照我的旨意去吩咐我，我就得乖乖地给她做。
Because she is doing it in accordance with my desires, my will, and so I should follow what she wants me to do.
最后都做好了饭了，我们坐下吃的时候，我还得夸奖她。
And so even when we sit down and have our dinner together, I will praise her for that.
我说你做得真好。
And so you have made a good dinner.
我的旨意告诉她，然后她按照我的旨意回来来吩咐我，命令我，我都得照着做。最后我夸奖她，但是她自己说这是爸爸的功劳。
So I have instructed in the morning according to my wishes. She has now instructed me to do what I need to do. And then when I have the dinner, I praise her for what she has done, and she gives me the honor.
我们按照神的旨意去吩咐神，他就必定成全。是我们做完了一切工以后，归荣耀于神。
If we honor our Lord, if we do what we need to do in accordance with God's will, and we ask God to do it for us, then we will give all honor to our Lord.
我们还可以看一处圣经，启示录第八章。
We can also turn to Acts chapter 8,
三四五，启示录第八章。
Acts chapter 8, verse 3 to 5.
I'm sorry. 启示录。
Revelation chapter 8.Verse 3 to 5.
启示录第八章三节。
Revelations after chapter 8, verse 3 to 5.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，只有雷轰大声，闪电地震。
Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints upon the golden throne which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hands. And the angel took the censer and he filled it with the fire of the altar, and he threw it to the earth, and there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake.
香的烟就是众圣徒的祈祷。
The smoke of incense indeed is the prayers of the saints.
众圣徒的祈祷，教会的祷告像香烟一样屡屡上升，直达宝座。
The prayers of the saints indeed is like incense with its fragrance going up to heaven.
天使拿着香炉就是圣徒的祈祷，盛满了坛上的火。
And indeed, the angel took the censer, which was the prayers of the saints, upon the golden altar.
坛上的火就是圣徒的奉献。
And the fire was indeed the offering of the saints.
在祭坛上，在奉献当中的祷告。
And that is their offering and their prayer.
升到宝座。
And going up to the golden altar.
然后就从天上降到地上。
And then it came back from heaven.
我们就看到。就往下就倒在地上，就随即地上就发生事情。
And when it is thrown to the earth, then all the actions follow from the
earth. 有雷轰大闪地震。
And with all the thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and earthquake.
我们也看见一个路线。
And so we see the direction.
祷告到上面，上面就旨意就通行在地上。
We see that the prayers go up, and then the actions come down.
我们看中国的教会这三十多年的见证。
We see the testimony of the church in China for the last 30 or so years.
我愿意把这个数字再摆给大家。
Let me just describe these numbers to you.
看它是怎么样发展过来的。
You can see how they develop.
中国教会有很多的缺陷。
There are many, many deficiencies in the church of China.
我们先把它的缺点先放下。
And then we just lay aside the deficiencies at this point.
看它在数量、质量方面的发展。
Okay, let's see the development in numbers and in quality.
给我们什么教训？
Let's see what kind of teaching we have.
在1949年的时候，中国的基督徒的数字据统计有100万左右。
In 1949, there were considered to be 1 million Christians in China.
那时候的全国的人口有4.5亿。
And at that time, there were 450 million people in China.
30年的苦难。到1979年的时候，据香港中国教会研究中心的资料统计，是全国的人口有10亿。
And 1979, 30 years later, according to the review of China, there was supposed to be about 1 billion people in China.
这十亿人口当中，基督徒的数字有3000万到5000万。
And in this calculation, the numbers of Christians were 30 million Christians.
人口从四亿五千万增长到以十亿。
From 450 million of census of total population to 1 billion,
增长了一倍多一点。
This was a doubling of the numbers of people.
但是基督徒的数字从100万增加到3000万到5000万。
And the Christians had increased from 1 million to 30 to 50 million.
我个人是接受这个3000万这个数字的。
I accept the 30 million number.
我没有时间去举许多例子来说明这个数字可靠。
I don't have time to use many evidences about the number.
如果说再多一些的话，有人说，有7000万。这个菲律宾有一个机构说是可能到1亿，那个我有点担心，怕是夸张。
Some have calculated, especially a number from the Philippines, has come up to be 70 or 100 million. I think that may be somewhat exaggerated.
但我不敢说是不准确，我也不敢否定。
But of course, I can't be sure that that's true or not.
我按最低的数字3000万来说。
Let's just take the minimum number, 30 million.
100万到3000万增长了30倍。
And so, from 1 million to 30 million, that's a 30-fold increase.
人口繁殖了一倍多一点，基督徒繁殖了30倍。
The total population has doubled, and yet the Christians have increased by 30.
我相信是世界最高水平。
This is a very high standard.
我曾经和一个美国弟兄说，我说美国的教会在这同样的时期30年当中，基督徒会不会发展成30倍呢？有多少增长？
And I've asked an American brother if the American church and churches in America had increased in that same rate during this period.
他想了想，他说这30年当中不减少就算好了。
He says, within this period, if we don't have a decrease, that's good.
我不敢说。
I can't say for sure.
我也不是，绝不是批评。
I am not criticizing.
就说在这种环境当中，基督徒的发展是很不容易。
And that in this situation, sometimes the development of Christians is not easy.
在那种苦难逼迫的环境当中，基督徒的发展很容易。
And in a time of suffering, the development of Christians can be relatively easy.
这简直不可理解。
And it's something we cannot understand.
逼迫你，苦难临到你，反而你发展容易。
Suffering and persecution makes it easier. That doesn't seem believable.
给你自由，给你物质上的充分的供应，反而发展不容易。
When you have freedom, when you have material blessings, then it becomes more difficult.
弟兄姊妹，你要想一想，为什么？
And you think about it, and why is it?
可能会成为我们当中值得思考的一个问题。
And this is something that we should think about.
历史的证明，在苦难当中，教会会发展。
In history, it has been demonstrated that persecution has been blessing by increasing.
同时事实也证明了，不但数量发展，在苦难逼迫当中，质量也会提高。
Not only that, history will tell us that not only would the numbers increase, but the quality increases too.
纯净了教会。
Because the church becomes purified.
因为在那个苦难逼迫当中，一个基督徒那不是一般的。
And because during that time of suffering, that Christian that remains is not an ordinary Christian.
那要有摆上。
Because that Christian has to have a dedication,
要有牺牲，
and he has to have sacrifice.
基督徒生命的质量好坏多高，怎么来判断？
How do we determine how good the quality of a Christian is?
我们可以用他头脑里面的神学知识多少来判断。
We can use how much a theological understanding he has.
我们也可以来看他对圣经的知识理解明白多少。
You can see how much understanding he has of the Bible.
对属灵的知识懂多少。
How much understanding he has of spiritual truth.
可以这样来衡量。
We can use that to determine.
但是单纯用这个来衡量就不够了。
But if we just use these things to determine, it's not sufficient.
什么是最重要的衡量呢？
What is the most important measure?
他在生活当中的具体表现和他所走的道路是很重要的一个衡量标准。
The manifestations of his life.And the road that he walks, that is the important measure.
特别当风浪一吹的时候，他在过去里面是留下了还是出去了，这是很好的一个鉴定。
And when the wind blows, what happens? Is the quality preserved or is it blown away?
30多年的风吹的结果，这3000万、5000万是有质量。
And in 30 years of the wind blowing, to have the remains of 30 or 50 million, that is the quality.
大陆教会为什么有这样的数量和质量的发展？
Why is it that the church in China has this improvement in quality and quantity?
我愿意再次来分析有3个因素。
There are three reasons.
天上一个，地下两个。
One is in heaven and two is on earth.
天上的就是神的旨意定规了，中国教会在这一段时间经历苦难，而且要有大的发展。
And one is that it's God's will. God's will was that the church in China would have this great persecution and this increase in number and quality.
地上的因素一个就是很多很多成百成千甚至上万的基督徒他们的殉道和他们的牺牲摆上带来的结果。
Secondly, the human factor is that the result of the suffering of the death of tens of thousands of Christians has resulted in this.
地上的还有一个因素就是海内外众教会基督徒的祷告。
And third is the prayers of brothers and sisters in China and out of China.
这个祷告像缕缕的香烟上升到宝座。
It is like the incense that is burned and goes up into heaven before the golden altar.
这三个因素结合起来，就中国大陆的教会就有今天的光景。
And so these three aspects together gives us the church in China.
这不是人的想象。
This is not man thinking.
也不是研究探讨得出的一个理论。
This is not something that is obtained by investigation.
也不是人的看法。
This is not man's looking at it.
乃是一个事实。
But it is a fact.
而且这个事实是符合神的做事的原则的。
And this is in accordance with the principles of how God acts.
所以祷告是与神同工。
Prayer is working with God.
祷告就是与仇敌征战。
Prayer is a fight with the enemy.
教会要在数量质量上面发展，必经的一条路，唯一一条路是祷告。
And if the church is to develop both in quantity and in quality, it must go through prayer.
我们大家也熟悉，在旧约，摩西领以色列人出埃及以后，在那个旷野有一场征战，第一场征战。
We know that when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, there were battles, and the first battle
和亚玛利人征战
it was with the Amorites.
这给我们很好的教训。
And this was a good teaching to us.
元帅约书亚领着百姓在山下和亚玛利人打仗。
And as he was fighting with the Amorites,
有的时候就打胜仗。
Sometimes they won.
有的时候打败仗。
And sometimes they lost.
双方交战。有起有伏
and sometimes there was up and down in the course of events.
从外表看，好像是约书亚和这些兵将们他们的力量的强盛或者衰弱来决定战争的胜负。
From the superficial view, it might seem as if it was dependent on how powerful each army was under Joshua.
但是操纵胜败的那个因素是在山上。
But the major factor was what was happening on the mountain.
山上摩西和亚伦、户尔。三个人在那里头举手
and indeed Moses and Aaron they were up on the mountain and they were raising their hands
摩西什么时候举起手来下边约书亚就打胜仗
whenever Moses raised his hand the Israelites won
什么时候他的手是酸了垂下来了放下来了下边约书亚就打败仗
and whenever his hand came down then Joshua lost
最后没有办法亚伦和户尔两个人在他的两边用石头垫起来扶住与摩西的手摩西手一直在举起来
and so finally Moses' hand had to be elevated sort of permanently in order that they might continue to win
我非常喜欢能有一位画家能够画这样一个图摩西一个手拿着杖带着手权柄在那里举手两个人在旁边扶着他的胳膊
and we can see that two people they're supporting Moses standing up there with the rod of the Lord standing up there so that the battle might be won
让这幅图画挂在我们的眼前
and so this picture might be placed before our eyes
有权柄的祷告下边的征战就会胜而再胜
with the prayer and the power of prayer there would be the battle that is won
直到把仇敌打败
until the enemy is defeated
仇敌是什么
who is the enemy
不是一个政权
the enemy is not a king
也不是那些逼迫我们那些人
it is not the people who persecute us
乃是那个看不见的属灵的灵界的恶魔
and that is the spiritual darkness leader Satan himself
我前面说的就是祷告在教会的发展上是多么样的重要
and so we talked about how important it is the prayer life of a church
我们今天在座的有很多是这个地区各个教会的同工们
there are many co-workers of this area coming here today
我靠着主的恩典
through God's grace and mercy
来和大家分享勉励
I'd like to encourage you
我们教会的一切的圣功建立在祷告的基础上
All the work and ministry of a church is based on prayer.
用祷告来开路，用祷告来发展。
In prayer we develop, and with prayer, in prayer we open up paths.
这是最有效也是最稳妥的一条路。
This is the most effective and the safest way.
问题就是怎么样祷告。
And the question is how to pray.
祷告什么？
What to pray about?
有不同的祷告。
There are different kinds of prayer.
有一种祷告就是祈祷式的祷告。祈祷要东西。
One sort of prayer is just asking for something.
给我日用的饮食。
Give me my daily bread.
我缺什么？给我什么
？What do I need? What I lack?
我缺一个学业，给我学业。
I need a schooling. Give me schooling.
给我学位。
Give me a position.
给我好的职业。
Give me a status.
给我好的太太。
A good wife.
给我好的一个丈夫。
Good husband.
然后还得要有一个好的子女。
Good children.
有房子。
House.
汽车。
他
这些就是神给我们的恩典。
These are the blessings of God.
我前天和胡牧师在一起交通。
I was with Brother Hu the other day.
胡牧师给我很好的一个教导。
And he gave me a good teaching.
他告诉我们说，这一些都是外邦人所求的。
These are all that the Gentiles seek for.
我们求这些东西，那外边不信的人、不信耶稣的人，不也是求这些吗
？When we ask for those things, don't the Gentiles ask for the same?
不过他们求他们的佛爷
but they ask of their Buddha
求他们的他们所信的神
the gods that they seek after
无神论他们也不是求他们的政党求他们的主义吗
those who are atheists they will ask their ism or their particular organization
也是求这些东西
they are all seeking for the same things
我们如果也是这样来求的话那真是和他们一样
if we just ask for the same things then we are just the same as they are
可能会比他们更加可怜
maybe we are even more pitiful than they are
也可能我们求的结果求来了许多十字架
because what we ask for we may obtain many crosses
苦难
or many sufferings
许多弟兄姊妹在大陆不是求了许多苦难吗离婆吗
and not, isn't it that in the church of China they obtained many sufferings
胡牧师告诉我这个日用的饮食最重要的含义是属灵方面的需要
and Brother Hu said that the most important one is our spiritual needs rather than all these needs
因为人活的不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里出来的一切话
Because man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都加给你们了。
Because if we should seek after His kingdom and His righteousness, all these will be ours as well.
就是求神家里的事情。
And to seek after God's family's things.
这里我想到祷告的一个模范。
And so there is an example here of prayer.
在旧约里呢。撒母耳的母亲哈拿的祷告实在是我们的一个模板
and so when we look in the Old Testament the prayer of Hannah the mother of Samuel
我们节省时间不去看了
if we don't look at it it says
让我把哈拿的祷告摆给大家
let me just tell you her prayer
我们从表面现象来看好像哈拿是向神求一个儿子
from a superficial view it seems as if Hannah was just asking God for a son
因为她受另外一个女人的气
Because she was upset at the other women laughing at her.
她生了孩子，我不生孩子。
And they have children, and I don't have children.
所以就里面有一种气。
And so she was disturbed inside.
在神面前哭泣。
And so she was complaining to God.
神啊，求你给我一个儿子。
God give me a son.
从表面看，这是一个要一个儿子就是了，来光彩光彩。
And from a superficial view, it seems as if all she wanted was just a son to show off.
事实上也是这样。
Indeed, it is a part of it.
但是我们读经如果站在更高一层的一个境地来看
But if we look at the spiritual meaning a little more deeply
在那个时代神家里面哈拿这个祷告起了一个什么作用
And we can see in God's family what the effect of this prayer was
我们就会超越那个人的一些思念
Then we can exceed just this very personal feeling
哈拿的祷告就不单是要了一个儿子
And Hannah's prayer was not just then before a child.
乃是为神的家要下了一个人。
But it is for God's family to have a person.
要下一个撒母耳这样一个先知。
To have Samuel, this prophet.
一个扭转时代、扭转神的家的这样一个被神重用的仆人。
This is a man of the opportunity, a man that changes the life of that country. A very important person.
这是一个更高的祷告。
And this is a very high form of prayer.
神听了哈拿的祷告，就赐下撒母耳来。
Indeed, God heard Hannah's prayer and gave Samuel.
于是撒母耳这个先知就扭转了神家里荒凉的景象。
And so indeed, this person Samuel turned around the forlorn situation of the house of God.
扭转了那个时代。
to change around the situation of that country.
但是哈拿却经历很多的苦。
But Hannah went through many sufferings.
这些苦使她流泪哭泣。
This is her sighs and her tears.
吃不下饭。
And she could not eat.
睡不好觉。
She could not sleep.
痛痛的哭泣。
And she was crying for this.
我们看见有一条线。
And so indeed we see a line here.
哈拿的苦处。
The suffering and the hardship of Hannah.
使她在神面前痛痛的哭泣祷告。
And she came before the Lord with great pleas and crying.
于是神就推听她的祷告，赐下一个 Samuel.
And so God heard her prayers and gave her Samuel.
就扭转了时代。
To change around the tide at
that time. 复兴了神的家园。
In order to restore the house of God.
这是一条线。
This is one line.
所以我说哈拿的祷告是向神要人。
And so Hannah's prayer is to ask God for a person.
今天教会里所需要的是什么？
And what does this church, what does the church need?
所缺乏的不单是礼拜堂。
What we lack is not just church building.
不单是经费。
Not just finances.
不单是人数众多。
Not just more people.
今天神的家里面实在是需要人。
And what God needs are people.
需要什么人？
What kind of people?
需要的不是老以利那样的先知
not the old Eli,
也更不是需要老以利的两个儿子那样的工人
or the two sons of Eli,
需要的呢是像撒母耳那样的人
but they need a Samuel,
那样完全奉献给神的人
a person who is totally dedicated and given to God,
那样把自己分别为圣的人
a person who is consecrated for God,
那些不沾染世俗不沾染清酒浓酒的人
A person who is not polluted and who is not contaminated by light or heavy drink.
而且不是那些在一个推修会里面表示奉献的人。
Not just a person who expresses his offering of himself at a retreat.
神家所需要的乃是把他的一生一世完全奉献给神的人。
God needs a person who gives of his whole body for eternity to God.
终身归耶和华为圣。
His whole life is dedicated and separated for holiness to the Lord.
这是撒母耳
and this is Samuel
我们今天教会是需要撒母耳这样的人
today's church we need Samuel
哈拿的祷告当中是有压力的
Hannah's prayer it had a pressure in it
我们今天向神祷告就是向神要求神赐下人来赐下合神心意的器皿来服行神的家
we ask God for God to give us a person like this a person that is a vessel that can be fit for his use
实在是这样人往往是多过分地去注重方法
Man often too much emphasizes the method
寻找好的方法好的手段来发展教会
Thinks of good ways and good methods in order to develop the church
神不是注意方法
God does not emphasize the method
神注意的是好的人
God emphasizes good people
有了好的人才能有好的方法
With good persons we can have good methods
人不解决什么方法也没有用
If we don't solve the problem of the person, the methods do not count.
我们要知道神所注意的是人。
We know that what God emphasizes is the person.
我们也看见一个相反的一条路线。
Also, the converse would be,
神要扭转一个时代。
God, in order to turn the tide,
要复兴他的家园。
In order to restore his house,
他要赐下人来，要借着人来做成这些事情。
He wants the people, persons to do that.
而赐下这个人来，往往是要经过有一些人的苦处。
And through the, often in order to have this person, it is through the suffering and hardship of people.
用苦处、用难处来激动人，产生祷告。
And in order to use hardships and sufferings to generate the prayer.
好像和刚才那条线反过来。
It just seems as somewhat converse to what we just talked about.
总之，我都要说明的就是祷告。非常重要
but it is indeed to emphasize the fact
这个祷告要有压力
so important
要有压力的祷告
and this prayer has to have a prayer of pressure
哈拿是有压力的祷告
this prayer of Hannah had pressure on her
中国大陆教会家庭教会的祷告是有压力的祷告
the prayer of China the house church in China indeed is a prayer with pressure
神就垂听这样的祷告
and God hears this prayer
我们今天是不是没有压力呢
do we have a pressure
没有什么难处
No particular hardships.
好像没有压力。
Seems like there's no pressure particular.
但是这压力不是来自于外面。
But this pressure doesn't come from outside.
什么压力呢？
What kind of pressure is this?
当你看见神的家荒凉，有许多问题的时候，不能够发展，影响神的旨意通行的时候，你里面就会产生压力。
If you see that the house of the Lord is forlorn and has many problems, and you see that they cannot be effective, then you have that pressure within you.
把你的中心转移一下。
And so that you will turn your center and your heart around.
不是放在你自己那个地位上，以自己为中心。
And that is you don't put yourself as a center.
而是以神的家为中心。
But you put the house of the Lord.
神的旨意通行为中心。
We want God's ways to flow smoothly.
你就会感到压力。
When you feel that you need to do that, then you will feel that pressure.
Hannah 的压力不是来自于她有什么苦难。
When Hannah had this pressure, it was not because of any particular suffering.
她的丈夫以双倍的礼物给她。
Because her husband had given her double gifts.
安慰她。
To console her.
而且她丈夫跟她说，你为什么哭啊？有我不比有十个儿子还好吗？
And her husband said, why are you crying? You have me, it's better than 10 sons.
双份的礼物，物质财富。
She had a double gift.
比十个儿子还好的爱情。
And a very loving husband, better than 10 sons.
物质感情都没有缺乏。
There was no deficiency in their affection for one another.
我想她的丈夫如果有房子有汽车的话，一定会都给她。
If indeed her husband had cars and houses, he would have given that to her too.
她的压力不是来自于这些东西。
But her pressure was not good for her child.
我们再高一步来看。
From a spiritual aspect,
没有儿子就是他没有果子。
And without a child, it means that there's no fruit.
教会不结果子。
And it's a church that does not bear fruit.
没有流露出基督的生命来。
Doesn't express the life of the Lord.
不能够成为一个有力量的吸引力，吸引人来归向主。
It does not have this power of attraction to attract people to the Lord.
任何物质的东西都不能满足他。
And this material blessing cannot be satisfying.
他的压力来自于这里。
And this pressure comes from
within. 于是就在神面前痛痛地哭泣。
And so with prayers and with tears and pleas, she came before the Lord.
直到神赐下撒母耳来。
Until God gave Samuel.
他就把撒母耳献给神。
And then she gave Samuel to the Lord.
就看见神的家复兴起来。
And we see the restoration, the revival of God's house.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要以为祷告是老生常谈。
Don't think that prayer is just a very ordinary kind of conversation.
让我们扪心自问。
If we just ask ourselves,
是不是祷告成为我们生活和侍奉当中不可缺少的一环？
Is this an integral part of our life?
你可能有很多的侍奉。
You may have many kinds of serving.
有很多的忙碌。
And many kinds of busyness.
但是让我们在神面前检查一下我们自己。
But if we look at ourselves,
在我们二十四小时当中去掉睡觉，有多少时间是祷告？
And apart from sleeping, in the 24 hours, how much time is spent in prayer?
弟兄姊妹们，在你的工作忙碌当中，你每天有多少时间祷告？
In your very busy life, as you work, how much time do you have?
我不是说你一定要跪在那里。
I don't say that you necessarily have to kneel down.
你在开车的时候。
When you're driving.
在工作的时候。
When you're working.
在那个 coffee break 什么这些琐碎的时间里面。
During odds and ends times when you have coffee breaks.
拿出多少时间来与神有亲近？
How much time do you bring out in order to be close to the Lord?
几秒钟就可以有一个祷告。
In a few seconds, you can have prayers.
当你稍微一休息的时候。
When you have some time of rest.
马上想到神啊，我在这里工作是为你。
And we can immediately think of that God, where I'm working for you.
但我想到的是你的家。
You think of your house.
我的弟兄姊妹。
Our brothers and sisters.
我的同胞。
And our kinsmen.
我的肢体。
And my members.
荒凉。
And if I think and remember that forlorn state.
杂草丛生。
With all the weeds.
神啊，求你复兴家园。
And that indeed you might restore this church.
求你复兴教会以前，先复兴我。
Before you restore the church, restore me.
你无论在什么情况下，你有空的时候，你都可以有这样一些祷告。
We can always have this prayer whenever we have a time.
你这祷告就成为教会的祷告。
And this prayer will become the prayer of the church.
不是那些外邦人所求的东西。
This is not something which the Gentiles ask for.
你就形成了一缕香烟。
And this will be like a fragrant incense.
上升的宝座。
And going up before the throne itself.
你知道你这个祷告会起多大的作用？
Now, how much impact will this prayer have?
你知不知道教会买了这个礼拜堂就是因为你的祷告？
And you know that because of your prayers, we have had this church.
你说我没有为这个祷告。
You said, well, maybe I haven't prayed.
你没有祷告，不等于别人没有祷告。
You may not have prayed, but other people.
不知道多少弟兄姊妹用眼泪哭泣，在神面前等候祷告，神一步一步赐给恩典。
And so many brothers and sisters have prayed with tears and pleas before the Lord, and God gives the blessing.
没有一件圣工神单独去做的。
There's no holy ministry that God does alone.
他都要借着教会的祷告与他同工才能够形成的旨意。
God uses the church and its prayers in co-working together in order to accomplish His will.
巴不得我们弟兄姊妹们能够重视教会里的祷告。
That we all might have a heavy stress on the prayer of the church.
我在 Berkeley 我们这个教会中华归主教会有一位新牧师来。
In Berkeley and my church we have a new pastor.
田牧师。
Pastor Tian.
田牧师去年刚一到这个教会来第一件工作抓的就是教会的祷告聚会。
And the first thing he did when he came to the church was the prayer meeting of the church.
很快的时间就看见教会有很多的变样。
And very quickly we saw that many changes in that church.
数量质量都在发展。
And in both in quantity and in quality increasing.
让我们用祷告来开拓教会的各项事工。
And we use prayer in order to develop all the ministries of a church.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美主。
The Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you and praise you.
我们的话已经说到这里。
Although our words are finished at this moment.
求主你自己为你自己的话语来做印证。
Lord, indeed, that you might testify to your own word.
我们求你将祷告的灵赐下来。
Lord, we pray that the spirit of prayer might come upon us.
用祷告的灵来浇灌你的教会。
That the spirit of prayer might indeed imbue this church.
让我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会。
So that this church might be a praying church.
求你借着教会的祷告行全你的旨意。
That through the prayers of the church that your will might be accomplished.
在这个时代兴起祷告的人来。
That in this age you might raise those people of prayer.
好让你所急于要行的旨意能够通行在地上。
And so that your will might be done in this earth.
去掉我们的沉睡。
To take away all those that are unnecessary things of our life.
去掉我们在祷告上的亏欠。
All our deficiencies that we have.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.